future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Life is too short not to love what you drive, and Emporia State Federal Credit Union can get you behind the wheel. Auto loans are available at ESFCU. Financing through your Emporia State Federal Credit Union can take the stress out of car buying. Local service and a friendly face you can trust. Apply online at ESFCU.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is time for the ESU Buzz on a Thursday, and it is pomp and circumstance time right now. This culminates, so a lot of happy graduates and parents of graduates from Emporia State University happening this Friday and Saturday. And we're pleased to be joined on the ESU Buzz this morning by Sheila Markowitz, ESU Registrar. Sheila, good morning. How are you? Oh, let me try this one more time. Hello there, Sheila. Are you there now?
Yep, I'm here.
I've got
you
now.
I've got you now,
Sheila. Thank you much. And also this morning we're joined by Dr. Jerry Spotswood, Assistant Provost and Dean of the Graduate School and Distance Education. Dr. Spotswood, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well. So we're just about ready to get everybody graduated. But before we do here, Sheila, I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on, you know, we talk about how exciting this is, obviously, for graduates, their parents. But what's the registrar's office like when we get to this time of year?
Oh, we're a little busy right now. It's an ironic time for us because on campus all of the academic departments are winding down, and it's our busiest time of the year right now. We're collecting grades and getting all their transcripts finalized, and at the same time getting ready for commencement. So it's a hopping place here.
Well, not only that, but then you get things ready to go for the summer and the fall, right, Sheila?
Exactly. It kicks right off. We're already in the middle of our summer and fall schedules have been launched and enrollment opened. So we've already got students ready to start their summer sessions in both our accelerated programs and our traditional programs as well.
Dr. Spotswood, how about from your perspective? How busy are things, especially now with the graduate school having its ceremonies taking place tomorrow night?
Very busy. We're all getting ready. We have a walkthrough this morning or this afternoon. We are, as Sheila said, very busy on her side. We are going to award about 437 degrees at the graduate side over the next 30 days, and we expect about 345 in attendance Friday night. So, yeah, very busy, and we're gearing up.
Well, let's look at how the itinerary is going to work here logistically, Dr. Spotswood. Obviously, White Auditorium will be the location of the graduation ceremony, so let's set the scene for the graduates. When do things start?
Things start at 6 o'clock. We encourage people to come early. It's usually a pretty crowded venue. We will, as I said, be awarding 345 degrees, which means we'll be hooding 345 candidates. So our spotlight is always on the center of the graduates themselves. We have very few speaking parts, so it's all about hooding the candidates and giving them recognition for their hard work over the last several years.
And who's going to be your featured speaker? Who's giving remarks at the graduate ceremonies?
We will have Regent Winter in, who will give, basically greetings from the Kansas Board of Regents. But other than that, we don't have a featured speaker. As I said, we like to really put the spotlight on the graduates themselves and let they and their families enjoy their accomplishments.
All right, so ceremonies begin 6 p.m. tomorrow night at White Auditorium for the graduate ceremonies. Let's talk about the undergraduates. Jerry, how are things laying out for that?
Looking good. I'll pass over to Sheila since she's in charge of the undergrad.
Yeah, sure. So Chuck, we have about 402 eligible undergraduates, and we anticipate that we'll have close to 325 in attendance Saturday. That starts again, as you said, at 9:30 is when the ceremony begins. The doors will open at 8 o'clock. So there's like first come, first serve. It's always busy right at 8 o'clock. We are a little bit different on the undergraduate side. So at our winter ceremony, we have our Roe Cross professor is our featured speaker at our winter ceremony. But the spring typically is a larger number of students graduating. So we don't have a featured speaker similar to what Dr. Spotswood just said. We do have a regent that will give an address, and that regent is Blake Benson. So he'll give a brief address, and at both ceremonies, our Alumni Association will have a representative that will give closing remarks to welcome our graduates to our alumni community.
So, how important is it, Sheila, to have somebody from the Board of Regents on hand for a graduation? You know, obviously the university works pretty well hand in glove with the regents on an annual mm-hmm. basis, but how important is it for them to be in on just kind of pop in annually? And then how important is it for them to kind of see the fruits of the higher education labors here when it comes to graduations?
Oh, I think it's extremely significant. For the most part, I believe that our regents try to have at least one of the board members attend every one of the four-year regent institutions at their ceremony. And I think it's extremely important for them to see the impact that the work at the regent level has on our students and the graduation, and to be a part of that celebration. I think it makes a better community. It demonstrates a stronger tie between the institutions and the board. I think at some point it's good for the students to actually physically see a person. You know, at times we talk about the Board of Regents and, you know, some of the projects that we have and things that we're working on campus. And I think it's important for the students to see that it really is not just a group. There's some actual people involved in that. So,
okay, so the Emporia State Graduate Ceremonies, 6 p.m. tomorrow night's when they start, and the undergraduates will receive their degrees 9:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Sheila, are there mm-hmm. streaming availability options here?
Yes, there is. There will be a streaming. People can access that off of our website at emporia.edu. If they search commencement, there will be a link there for the live streaming. We also have, while in the auditorium, there will be closed captioning on the big screen up there for anyone that, you know, has some issues, maybe hearing a few things. We usually have the crew down at the auditorium. I can't say enough good things about them. So I want to give a big shout out to Kevin Hanlon and his crew. They always work extra hard this weekend as well. We think we're working super hard, but they have to turn around and set up and do the high school commencement the next day.
Yeah.
So they're a great group to work with, and they're very accommodating, and you know, they make every effort to make sure we have everything we need for this to run smooth. So we appreciate that.
Only other question I have here is about handicapped accessibility, Dr. Spotswood.
Yeah.
What do we got for that?
I'm going to turn that over to Sheila as well,
okay,
since she's on the ground working on that one.
Cool deal. All right, Sheila, yeah, let's talk about handicapped yeah accessibility, because I know that, yeah, that, generally speaking, is mentioned pretty prominently when the university starts mentioning graduation plans.
You bet. You bet. So the auditorium itself does have a ramp on, let me see if I can get this right, on the east side of the building, but there are ramps on the north side, on the main front entrance, and that's really where we recommend anybody who needs assistance to enter through the north building. We'll have a couple of transport wheelchairs, so if somebody, you know, it's a little bit of a walk from the front door into the floor, so we do have a couple of transport wheelchairs available that we can help them with. We have designated accessible seating on the floors. So they don't have to manage the ramps up to the second floor. They don't have to manage any of that. So we have people there ready to assist them if they need some help just getting that wheelchair or just making it into the floor.
Well, it's an exciting time. This is the culmination of a lot of hard work. So a lot of graduates will be recognized here Friday and Saturday from Emporia State University. Dr. Spotswood, anything you'd like to add before we close?
No, just congratulations to all the graduates and their families, and we look forward to celebrating with them.
And more celebrating to come, hopefully, for Emporia State. As Sheila, all kinds of scholarship opportunities Emporia State has really revved up the opportunity for students to get to Emporia State and be able to get their degrees and complete their education, higher education, you know, at a pretty low cost. It'll be exciting to see what kind of numbers we have of students coming in. Hopefully, we'll be able to get back with you, and you're going to be able to tell us, we got a lot of students coming up here on campus. So.
That would result in a higher number of individuals graduating. That's a goal. So we are looking forward to that, Chuck. You're right. Great scholarship opportunities. So.
All right, Sheila, thanks.
Thanks, Sheila.
You bet. Thank you.
Dr. Spotswood, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sheila Markowitz, CSU Registrar, and Dr. Jerry Spotswood, Assistant Provost and Dean of the Graduate School in Distance Education at Emporia State University on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. Good morning, it's 8:42.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stormy Daniels returning to the witness stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial this morning as the defense tries to undermine the credibility of the adult film star's salacious testimony about the encounter she says she had with Donald Trump and the money she says she was paid to keep quiet about it. The former president denies the allegations. The current president, President Biden,